I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Today, let us make them remember.
And a beard here on Declare Your Independence. Me here in Snapcock here in Phoenix, Arizona. Hello. Doug Casey, man, that's a good friend to have, and we've been friendly for a long time. I call him a friend. I mean, we got a lot of common interest in people we know, and broken bread together several times, kind of what's up. And he's been very supportive of the show. He's always been very helpful, and he's like, Ernie, man, you should be huge and bigger, and we got it and more and whatever. And I'm like, yes. And it probably would be fairly easy if I was willing to depend on these systems, and I wasn't. And as much as everybody yelling at me and how and you should have and how come you didn't and everything, right up until and they're banned and gone and whatever, and I'm insulated from it. And now I, at the point, this week I'm able to live stream and broadcast on all these different channels and so on that a lot of other guys can't now. And it's even sending links to Corbett on some stuff. I don't know which link it was on the show notes that I wanted to do. I'm going, what the hell? I'm sick of it. And I'm just not willing to build anything on a foundation of sand. I'm just not. But now we have with IPFS and some other things that be a coming. And crypto and so on. I think there's something we can build, but of course they're going to go, yeah, you're hellfire missile But Doug has, approached me several times and doing some project with him before or something, and I just haven't been, I'm not willing to give up your database, or your data, our database was part of the deal, 15 years ago. I just like, nope, I'm not giving it up. Because I'm just not giving it. Now, if you want to do it, or you want to go to, I have a banner ad, and you want to go, peace out, man. Go do whatever the hell you want. So we're going to work that out to where we can meet the, the promises that I've made over the years with your data. And that doesn't mean the man doesn't got it. I mean, he's not getting any help from me, let's put it that way. So, of course, Derek would say, he goes, to help, you get better security. Let me get, so he works on that and make sure we're better off that way. But I'm, did you hear the show? We got Tim Pachote on libertyadvisor.com, and it's too bad, Doug didn't have time to stay a little bit. I want to introduce him, but they have met before. How much interaction have you had with Doug, Tim?
Well, at one time we had a 2-hour episode that we did where I was going to have him on my show and did the joint show on your show. So we actually had him for 2 hours that one time.
Oh, yeah, then, that's right. I forgot about that.
And we were up in Aspen, and that was actually right at the height of the Bitcoin almost the peak. It was like December 18th, 2017. So maybe if we were on today, maybe it would have signified,
that was here comes again. Here we go. He's Donna's hooking you up right now. Are you sending Tim stuff and them getting them all done? So, and he has one of his guys coming on next week and they want to talk to me about us doing some product. And he's done that before, and we have, and I signed, he gave me a free subscription, International Man, and a lot of that stuff you see on Freemans Phoenix, comes from him, this permission. I go, I'm just going to transfer it to the people. They need to know this too. Yep, paste, you get free and time, whatever for your people, because we love you a long time. So, Doug's always been really good to us. He's a good friend. We share a lot of philosophy and common friends, and I'm sure it's, you're going to make some money doing something, but a lot of it, he gets satisfaction in the Liberty community, keeping their money, making their money, and being the guys that survive what's coming. So I'm definitely with them on that. But over the years, I have not been able to, it's just like even with the Raspberry Pi, you do this to set up the operating system to be able to, do you want to do Chromium or not? you know, which is their Chrome for Raspberry Pi. It's an internet browser. And I go, yeah, maybe put that on. I get something, get, you know, whatever. And then it says, oh, to sign in and use, you got to link it up and with your Google account of Gmail of something. I mean, it's like screwed from the beginning. And I went through this with, you know, motherboards on my video audio computers here. And so even the Linux one and the audio server, I'm going, just to use the motherboard, I got to sign in. And I'm like, at the very beginning, what? I'm sick of this. And I know Doug is too. And how he does the financials and what you're doing, Tim, and so on. I told him, I don't know if you were listening, but I told him.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to have him work with you because you're the techie guy, a lot of this stuff anyway. And we can interface with Derek and use of the database. And I still got to figure out how much in the database. Because we do a lot of purging. Whenever we get kicks, and so, I mean, yeah, there went all the AOLs. There went all the Yahoo accounts. There went all the, yeah, it's they're going after. So you have to have people that are whitelist or you do. I mean, it's just they're closing it down and I can feel it. If we push for more subscribers, if we do more local ad, if we do the trash can flyer, if we do the campaigns and the signs, which we may do going into this 2020 election cycle just to save people, it's going to be a lot of the stuff that you guys share. It's going to be finance. It's going to be saving your retirement. It's going to be, and why did they go to all the pensions? Because that's where the money was, and it's gone now. So this is coming, and I'm definitely now I'm willing to do this as long as we have an infrastructure that's not dependent on the man to just flip a switch. Because I'm not helping them do that and serve up everybody to it that thinks this way. I'm just not. I just know better. That's just bad karma, man. So, you know, what do you think how we should be organizing, informing people and getting to, you know, go where the people are? Yeah, go where the freaking Facebook robots are. I mean, I don't know. What are your thoughts on my rant?
Well, you've been telling me pretty much from day one to start collecting emails. So that's something that I think is important. But, you know, you have seen where people like Alex Jones, where they even took down his email provider, where MailChimp is like, you know, hey, we're not going to, you know, provide to you anymore. Maybe it was Constant Contact and a few other ones where they even got him at the email subscriber level saying, hey, we're not even going to allow you to use our service because, you know, you're promoting hate. I read another article today where it was a guy who was the head of the Proud Boys, who they said it was, you know, a white nationalist group, even though the guy was, you know, a Hispanic guy that was the organized problem. And so Chase Bank took his account because he, you know, for being alt-right. And so, you know, they're coming, but, you know, as they, you know, as you're saying before, the analogy you always use, you know, the tighter you clench your fist, the more star systems leak out. And, you know, what they're doing is they're leading people towards crypto, leading towards people. I mean, they're basically, you know, creating the best environment possible to help convince people that it's time to move away from these systems as they're shutting people down on YouTube and Facebook. And there's still, you know, the shadow banning is still not out there fully in the ethos of people even realizing it's going on, which is, you know, at this point, like, you know, what rock are you living underneath?
I had to explain it to them and why we were doing it. I went on different
tracks. I was with you there.
Yeah, you know, and they're all like, shadow banning, what's that? You know, I'm like, okay, well, I mean, it's good to have it explained, but to think that it doesn't happen, I mean, I what rock have you been under? I mean, what did you think was going to happen? So I'm really, if Doug is enthusiastic again for us doing something about and informing people, and he's willing to work with you, and you be kind of my geek liaison to kind of whatever, I'll hook you and Bowman and Doug up, and we'll go get some.
Yeah, no, it's exciting times. I think that they're, you know, people have been given another chance right now to be able, a mulligan, if you will, to be able to get their financial house in order.
Yeah, they got about a month.
Yeah, it's just crazy because, you know, we've seen some articles recently, and actually I just released one on Wham, World Alternative Media, like moments before I came on, and it was on Larry Kudlow, who is Trump's key back.
Hey! Kudlow, I want to hear about that. Don't do it over the music. When we come back, Larry Kudlow is, Trump's voice box of something. I don't even know. Don't really care. But, you know, if he's saying something, they're trying to influence something on something. We're going to find out what that is. Tim Pachos, LibertyAdvisor.com. When we come back, just a little bit, teeny wee bit, bitty bit. In two and two. No, it's like four. From the sixth letter of Captain Mark. A pirate's life is characterized by voluntary interactions. Unfortunately, the crown presses everyone into involuntary servitude. Landlubbers believe slavery was abolished years ago, but the crown still claims to own us when it crimps us into service against our will. Given sufficient ambition, it would gladly draft thousands of hapless victims to kill or be killed. It's simply slavery by another name. Landlubbers are routinely commanded to serve the so-called justice system in jury duty. But before you swell with civic pride, consider that how you feel is irrelevant to the crown. You will appear as ordered or face punitive measures. The crown insists that you participate in your own oppression. A jury summons provides pirates with a unique opportunity to obstruct injustices. A juror can vote not guilty, even if it's proven the law was violated. A juror can acquit for any reason at all, and not even a judge can reverse that verdict. Receiving a jury summons is basically winning the sedition lottery. But if you reveal that you know this during jury selection, you'll probably be dismissed. If the crown foolishly crimps a pirate into jury duty, it behooves the pirate to conceal their intention to nullify unjust laws. If a master takes 100% of your labor, it's called slavery. But if they only take 50%, they call it taxation, a difference of degree, not of kind. Whether the crown claims a fortune or a cent is irrelevant. Most of all, a slave owner desires contented slaves, meaning thoughtless ones that accept their bondage. These house slaves see no contradiction in being drafted in a war to end slavery or summoned to a jury to prosecute tax evasion. An ideal slave knows no higher call than the master's will. The crown's highest ambition is that its slaves revere the authority that subjugates them. But the crown does not own me. I will not surrender my time and treasure to the crown's ambitions. Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com. Pirates. You know, I have this. Did you see that Julian Assange YouTube from...
I did because you brought it up. So as soon as you talked about it with Corbett last night, I was listening. And I was going to say, when you're like, and Larry Kudlow is what? And I was going to say, he's Trump's bitch. You
know, well, basically. I mean, that's why he hired him, you know, is inject into the system or something. The it's only 2 minutes, 2 minutes, 11 seconds. I wonder if I should play it on... maybe do it at the end of the show or something. It's just. Maybe I'll do it. We'll do it in one of the breaks or something because it's kind of funny. But I went and started looking at a lot of their other videos. They're out of Australia, so it's a lot of Australian stuff, and it's just making fun of their crap government the same as here. And I guarantee these guys are like the Free Thought Project or Truth Media. God, what it's Truth Media, right? Truth Media, those guys, and the Dykes.
Aaron Dykes.
And- yeah, and they are just, you can't have that kind of perspective. I'm surprised they're not attacked more. And this whole thing, I have been less enthusiastic as a lot of people think I probably should have been, and working with Doug in the past. The problem was is that there's a lot of guys. There's a lot of opportunities been there. But the biggest thing was, they wanted the database, and I'm just it's a non-starter. Well, now it sounds like they're willing to do something, and we can expose stuff or send to the database, and then they can do whatever the hell they want and through us. I just
listen, Kevin. You guys be like a middleman.
Yeah, I'm just not giving up people's data. I mean, hell, it'd probably be better for them if I gave it to Doug. That's just not the point. So if that's what's, and then we got to start building our own database, but now on a new, fresh system. All right, here we come back.
LRN.FM on the decentralized Mastodon social media platform at toot.lrn.fm, toot.lrn.fm.
To be a part of the show, call 602-264-2800, 602-264-2800, and now, Ernest Hanna.
Then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone, or the times are
changing. Yeah, they be a changing that they're really kind of the same, you know. It's the same old, same old, same old, same old. And those that have been listening to the show for some time, we have a lot of great guests and good friends and people that are concerned about. You know, I think they genuinely like, Ernie, how come you're not like, you know, gazillion subscribe cop Joe? That's not the goal. The goal was empowering you. You know, it's decentralized thing. If I start to rise up, when you look at the front page of Freedom's Phoenix, I give you a perfect example. Here's the front page of Freedom's Phoenix. Wait a minute. Let me push the right button here. Push the wrong button and it goes crazy. Okay. Here you have Freedom's Phoenix. Now, at the top, you see there Crypto Self-Direct, you know, the Liberty Advisor. You know, this is Tim's banner ad to go to it. And he purchases some ads. But there's other people that I give deals on or do. I just want to expose them to you. It's like I'm doing you a solid by letting you know these things exist. And how much do I make? If I made money the issue, crap, I'd have like a bunch of Google ads on it, which we used to. And what did they do? It was ads that go up and rotate for John McCain running for something. Right? I'm like, nah, I think I'll decline. Okay. Then you have the other services that do, but they put in what services them, what they can sell. It's just clickbait. Well, all the banner ads you see up there are something that I want up there. It's something that I get to promote because I can. You know, hey, you hear me all the time. Give me an ad this size, this, and I'll put it up. I'll give you a month. I don't care. You know, it's just to get. I wish that LRN did that more with, different ads. I mean, come on, change a freaking ad, man. You know, and they're starting to do a little bit now. But it's the promotion of, is it a dollar thing? Is it not so much? And
I'm probably going to start. Advertising with them as well. I just need to get my website wasn't really compliant, I guess, so to speak. So, being the anarchist, I just went out there and did it. So now before I go national, I've got to make some changes to make it actually get all compliant and legit.
What are some of the things that they gig you on?
I don't know. I mean, there's probably so many things that we would fill up the rest of the show of just all little crap that would, just all the minutia of stuff. But more along the lines of, it was like, hey, we can either have our compliance officer work at get moving all your clients over and working on stuff to make you money, or on the website. And so I was like, all right, well, I'd rather have you work on doing the other stuff. But now that all that move has already been done, now it's time to start working on some of these other
issues. Did they freak? They go, oh my God, man, don't let Tim do anything he wants ever.
Well, Kirk is very similar to me in terms of how his approach is to things. And then Rajiv is our compliance guy. And I think we both basically drive him nuts with all the stuff that we're doing. So, I mean, Kirk runs his own podcast now, Money Tree Podcast. I was on there yesterday. And actually, maybe this would be a good guest for your show as well. It was actually another certified financial planner we talked to yesterday who specialized in these economic opportunity zones. It really is kind of crazy tax breaks you get, where most of the time, and I'll give you guys the quick like skip to the end on this, is basically a lot of times when people ask me like, hey, I sold a bunch of Bitcoin, what can I do? And a lot of times the answer was, well, if you already did it, well, there's nothing. You got to talk to me ahead of time before you make these sales. But one of the strategies is if you sell into one of these depressed areas, what they call an economic opportunity zone, and one of the other co-hosts was,
sell crypto to somebody
any highly appreciated asset. If you let's say you sold an asset, you bought a stock.
So now they classify crypto as an asset in this category.
Well, it's any asset. So any asset that
Except crypto, or that includes. You see my point? I'm just
any asset. All to right. Our understanding right now. Right. And what you can do is, if let's say there's certain parts of Phoenix right now that are designated as opportunity zones. So if you were to have a business, if you buy a business in one of those zones, or you rehab a building, or you start a business in one of these zones, what you're able to do is defer out your taxation for, I believe, 5 years. And then they lower your tax rate by like 10%. And if you defer it 7 years, they lower it by 15%. But then if you hold on to that business or property for 10 years, then you get a step up in your cost basis. So what that means in
you get a what in your cost basis?
A step up. So what that means in non-geek terms is you sold $1 million of stock that you bought for $1,000, so you're going to get killed on taxes. They allow you to defer your taxation out for quite a while. But if you hold on to it for at least 7 years, you can defer it out for 7 years and then pay 15% less. But here's the big thing is, let's say the $1 million you invested is now worth $10 million or $15 million, just hypothetically. Now your new cost basis is now that 10, 15 million, not the million you put in. And so there's some crazy tax rules that are going on, and this could work with people in the crypto space who are looking to diversify out. So now we got the trust strategies, these economic opportunity zones is something new that we are exploring right now. And I was, I don't know how we even got into this. I wasn't meaning to talk about this originally. But it's just another arrow in our quiver. But one thing I did want to talk about that we left it on a cliffhanger before is that Larry Kudlow, Trump's chief economic advisor, he's been a guy that I've been paying attention to since I was 14 years old for some reason, before I knew CNBC was CNBS. And basically what Larry Kudlow said was, not basically, his quote was, "We may never see rates rise again ever in my lifetime." Now, he is pretty old. So, I mean, he's 71. So,
they may not. But we know what that means, you know.
What it means is, we got the best economy ever. It's just, we can never raise rates. And the reason is this entire economy is predicated on getting us deeper and deeper and deeper into debt. And then every incremental raise in the interest rates means that now that's more money when companies' debt rolls over. They've got what would have happened is they'd have to reissue it at higher rates. And then now that's more money that's not being diverted to stock buybacks. So let's face it, that's what most of the tax savings have gone to, the company just buying back their own stocks. And to see this admission from the, one of the top guys is just absolutely crazy. Because it's something where I remember in 2011, I had an email intercepted when I told one of my clients, and I even remember the guy, I remember the conversation, and I said the Fed is stuck in a rock and a hard place. They can essentially never raise rates without crashing the economy. And that email got intercepted by my compliance at the time, two companies ago, and said, you're not allowed to speculate saying that the Fed can never raise rates because that's only your opinion. And, basically you're a financial advisor and you're not allowed to do any financial advising is essentially what,
next.
Yeah, that was next and went to the next place where it was, you're not allowed to.
This advising, it's how crucial a timing are you? I've been following, knew about Doug for a long time. And his whole thing was when things go, man, that's when you make some money. And you can yell at me all you want and call me of whatever, but that's the freaking point. I buy these depressed assets, knowing that they're going to have some real value to go. And oh, by the way, I had some money to do it because I went in the cash when I knew this was going to go over here. Well, don't yell at me for not being stupid. I tried to warn all you guys, that kind of thing. So I'm now that we can have a base of information, now that we can build subscription on something that's real, that people can access, that they can't shut down, that they get, now that that's a possibility, I'm willing to start building a database again. I'm willing to start doing what for and having an own private if we got some, and Doug and Tim want to help. We'll see. You see my point? My thing is that I lost all, and this is where a lot of the supporters, they go, Ernie, but you could and you should, and I can't believe you're not, and what are you doing wrong? And so I'm going, I'm not willing to be susceptible. I mean, and you see it happen. Josh, World Alternative Media, boom, 90%. It wasn't just him. I was talking to Luke Radowski, same thing. All these guys, it just beat the living crap out of them. And one of the sites, that it kind of insulated themselves from all of this and doesn't have a Facebook and all that kind of stuff, James Corbett. Corbett, and that's why I was so adamant about, platforming him first and everything, because he understood and took this stuff seriously. His concern is he's got a bunch of Corbetteers. They want to do the IP. Hey, man, sign me up. Where's the grandma adjust button? And I'm going, look, man, we saved the data. Grandma adjust button we're working on. Did you hear the show yesterday with that guy with Derek and I?
I didn't hear that. I did hear the Corbett one, though. Because I was doing Kirk's Money Tree podcast yesterday.
There's a gentleman, in June, they're opening up a grandma adjust button for using IPFS, and they have 5,000 nodes that they're setting up that seed, this for the future of blah, blah, blah. And I'm going, that's cool. And I like that, but I tell you what I want at the seed. One of the seeds in the nodes is my nodes over here in our network, because I'm going, I'm on your 5,000 servers for price. It's like you buy all those movies on Amazon Prime. What happens when you're not Amazon Prime anymore? You know? So I'm going, no, I'm not. You're not going to get me to go, let's go be decentralized through this centralized node. I'm like, no, hell no. But we can work with them on, you know, whatever. So that's where they always take early. You missed the boat. If you only were willing to. If you did. And I'm going, it has to meet certain criteria. It has to be decentralized. It has absolutely nothing to do with somebody else pushes a button and you're gone. And I'm not doing it. I'm not. How is it that, Ernie, you're able to do a lot of this stuff? Well, it may not be the biggest, oh my goddess, but we have our influence. And that's what's important to me, is to save my family and friends, you know, and have an out. Without these outs, there's no out. You know, are you providing outs? What are you providing?
Yeah, we're providing outs, and as Doug was saying before, you know, hitting the nail on the head perfectly, is that, you know, when you have this greater depression, you know, there's really no winners in this. You're just trying to be least worse off. And, you know, we've also had, are we back from break now?
No, we got a minute.
Okay, so I might save this part. But one thing, I was going to make a bad dad joke there when you were saying, you know, about the note, the hell no. I was going to say hell node. another bad dad joke that I thought of yesterday, actually sort of by accident, was the Facebook feed. It's not a Facebook feed, it's a force feed. So what's our force feeding you? And so I think if people start now calling it a force feed instead of the feed, of like all the
Facebook force feed, you guys still got to get some Facebook in there.
Forcing down your throat, yeah.
I'm feeling better, and a lot of it is thanks to you, Tim. Thank you for helping us get all this set up, you know, where, you know, we're able to participate in streaming and multiple. Because that was, Facebook doesn't like you Facebook feeding and then doing the stream other places simultaneously. They tried this proprietary of you used us, or you're not allowed to use anybody else. I'm like, what? You know, so we got around that. But then, if you want to know that, ask Tim. But the
I set it up for you. I set it up for you because your guys, some of the guys from the party called me up yesterday and like, oh, can you come here and set this up for us? I'm like, no, but this is how you do it. So
yeah, pay me. I get all over it. All right, here we come back. Are we back?
This is the Liberty Radio Network, broadcasting the latest liberty-oriented audio content 24 hours a day at LRN.FM.
Rhodes? It's the Ernest Hancock Show. Where we're going, there aren't any roads.
You know, I get to do that ever since I started doing radio, because I can. Get your own damn show and you can sing all you want. You're lucky I only do it that much. The had board ops, they go, you can't do that. That's like against some rule I got right here, you know, issued to me by some man. So this has been a good day, and I think a lot of the listeners, you can mark today as the day. We got far enough along, and we've been able to penetrate back in the jack into the matrix kind of thing. That I'm going, hey, we're here to say we're over there, and then there's an over there, and the people introduced, and kind of, and then, you know, I might even do, you know, some money thing. My deal has not been, and Tim will tell you, you know, I just, it just goes right back into this, and, you know, because if I don't advocate for freedom and the technology to do it and the inspiration, whatever, for everybody, I'm just not going to be as free as I want to be. I may have some freedom, more choices and options, but options aren't really freedom. Money gives you that. You have a lot. You know, I got a lot more options. I can be a lot freer, but it's not. It also puts you on the radar, and you're on the target of, you get kind of, yeah, I'm just not digging it. That's what Tim and Doug and these guys are for. But there is a value in the people that listen to the show that have this mindset for decades, you know, going, yeah, how many? I'll put up any, you know, 100 of my guys up against 10,000 of anybody else on the database, because I'm going, they get it. They're just freaking skip to the end. So I'm really interested in us talking. It'll be over the next couple of weeks. Tim and Doug Casey and Bowman and so on, we'll work out something. But how are you building on the foundation of this new, what you're doing? And you're so compliant in a financial, whatever. Are you as free as I can be? What kind of restrictions do you think you got, Tim?
I mean, I'm probably about as free as you could possibly be as a financial advisor. I mean, owning my own REA, would registered investment advisory, not to be confused with the Royal Institute of Affairs, would be the probably the culmination of freedom. But with that comes, you know, well, hey, do I have the money to pay for, you know, $150,000 a year compliance officer? Well, no, I don't. So what I'm doing is I'm sort of sharing with Innovative Advisory Group, who they, you know, Kirk, you know, very on the same page with everything. He knows the deal and knows what I say, and you know, not that he agrees with everything, but you know, he allows me to say it and he wants me here for that reason. And they also were experts in the self-directed IRAs, and they were experts in the alternative investments, and had these portfolios that I was looking at doing myself anyways. And so it just was a good fit. And for right now it's working, and you know, we're on the same page with a lot of things. And one of the things that I wish I had more time to do is research. And so last night I was trying to do a little bit of research for an upcoming video, which this is just like the very precipice of this, but I was trying to do a history of the German,
Reichmark.
Their monetary history. So, you know, they had the gold mark, and then the mark, then the Rentenmark, then the Reichsmark, then the Deutschmark. And then it's going into telling people like, hey, a lot of people thought they were safe camping out in Goldmark denominated bonds or camping out in gold marks. Or then people thought they were safe camping out in marks. And then, you know, then people thought they were safe camping out in Rentenmarks. And people thought they were safe camping out in Reichsmarks. And every single time they got absolutely devastated. But if you had, you know, if you had gold, if you had silver, obviously crypto wasn't around back then. If you had, you know, like Mercedes-Benz stock, which actually did exist back then as the first car company in the world. If you held on to Mercedes-Benz stock and then maybe you had 100 shares priced in gold mark, and then maybe now it was 105 priced in paper mark, and then maybe another, which actually mark, I guess, means like, I guess if you translate that, it means like that the pensions were safe, like the it translates into like pensions were safe or something like that. The name literally meant pension mark in order to signal that the pensions were secure, is what I found on Wikipedia yesterday. So I didn't even know that.
You know, if the government says it, it's the opposite. You know, and it's like the Patriot Act, or it goes from the Department, the War Department, to the Department of Defense. I mean, you know, they always change it, and it's always opposite. So, yeah, I'm, you know, are pensions safe now?
Well, now there's a new act called the, you know, continuing here with a theme, Moving Ahead for Prosperity in the 21st Century Act, which forces the pensions to use a trailing 25-year interest rate as opposed to using the...
Whoa! Year. All right. Go back to the beginning of this. This is a concept that we had talked about. I think people need to understand this. This is, when you're looking at the interest rates that they do to determine inflation, they're going back... Explain this to the people. I want people to understand this, because this is going to rear its head a lot.
So this is something I sort of discovered on accident when I was evaluating one of my clients' pensions, and and I saw that there was some terminology in there where it said using adjusted interest rates versus using, you know, current interest rates. And I was like, what assumptions are they using? So I started digging, found out that I think 2014 enacted 2015, there was an act called something along the lines of Moving Ahead for Prosperity in the 21st Century Act. So yeah, so it means you're moving behind.
Right.
And so long story short, skip to the end, is what they're doing is, you know, right now, obviously interest rates, you know, 25 years ago were a lot higher than they were today. You know, they were a lot higher 15 years ago, 10 years ago. However, what they're doing now is we get to use those rates from way back when, a blended 25-year average, which is, you know, about 6% is, I think, the rate they're allowed to use right now, when really, in actuality, keeping your money in, like, the LIBOR is probably, the London Interbank Offer Rate is, like, you know, maybe, like, 1.5% right now, too. So they get to use numbers that are inflated 300% as their assumed interest rate. The other thing that I found...
Interest rates for what? For valuation or bond paying or interest of inflation? Or, I mean, this rate for what?
Yeah, so let's assume they had half their money in bonds. Let's say a pension fund has half their money in bonds. They would say that half of the portfolio that they can safely assume would earn 6%.
When they're paying 1.0% now.
Yeah.
And they want to go negative.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure if they want to, but that's probably what they're going to have to do. And it's just all a big joke. And I'm actually surprised.
They want to be able to, I guarantee that.
I'm really sort of surprised that we've been able to muddle things along as, you know.
It's just, this is how they kick the can. I, you know, I've been in, I mentioned here before, Lou Rockwell article I wrote, December of 02, sell your house and why, and all the speculation. I could see it coming and, you know, blah, 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 happens in Arizona first kind of thing. And then they are able to drag it out more. And I was shocked that they just, you know, yanked this stuff out of their butt. And of course, eventually it caught up with them. But then they paper it over, like Doug said. And what's coming now is going to be, it's certain, but they always do something. What is in their bag that they can do? They got to go negative rates. What's Kudlow out there, you know, preaching it's all good? What's he saying that has any impact?
Well, his entire job is to be a mouthpiece for the president. He's always been a mouthpiece for Republican administrations. He's been very good when there's been Democrats in there because he's a supply side economics guy, would probably agree with a lot of what this audience has to say with. But, you know, his job, you know, to sort of quote that funny ad that you're probably going to play towards the end of the show is that, you know, he's basically Trump's bitch. You know, he's there to do whatever he needs to do to cheerlead the president. And so he's willing to say things that go completely against what he was talking about from the sidelines when he wasn't in office. And so now that he's there to carry the water for the Trump administration, and he's there to help Trump get reelected. The best way for Trump to get reelected is for him, now that he's married himself to the economy, is to basically pretend that the economy and the stock market are the same thing, and then to keep the stock market going. And one of the best ways to keep the stock market going is to say we're not going to be raising rates again, and then to also saying we're going to be cutting. Actually, he said that we should have an immediate 50 basis point cut, so cut the rates 0.5% immediately, is also another quote that he had from March 29th. So, so right now it's just, you know, more of the same. And it's very, you know, and I know that Doug, you know, was very much in the same kind of camp as me in terms of being, you know, pretty pro-Trump on a lot of stuff. But at this point, you know, Trump has lost people like myself, lost people like Doug. And make sure you guys head over to dlive.tv/Ernest Hancock. I believe it's dlive.tv/Ernest Hancock. Also, I posted that link on Facebook. You guys can see what's going on during the streams. And it's just a way to get off that grid. So you guys need to go to freedomsphoenix.com or dlive.tv.
You go to Declare Your Independence at the top right on Freedoms Phoenix, and then you see it right there. DLive.
Are you tired of your taxes funding endless occupations around the world?
Yes.
Yep. Okay. So this is, I haven't really checked which one. Okay. So there are people just following, there are people doing, there are people. Yeah. And there it is.
Yeah. You got about 38 followers on there right now, which, you know, DLive is a very small platform. But now that PewDiePie is moving over there, hopefully that should have some resonance.
Well, see, this is, I'm letting it kind of play out and see what's up, because the infrastructure that we did, and which one do we kind of push, or any of them, because, like, you got the YouTube one, who gives a crap about YouTube, and that's just a control mechanism. They're going to say, you're not going to let you anymore, you're not, and you're not. Well, there it is. You know, we got, you know, it's live broadcasting of, so I'm going, okay, then, if we go to my channel, is this the old channel or new channel? Let's find out. We got live now. So I guess this is a newer one. It's not
well,
mine.
I'm actually reading here on DLive that I guess PewDiePie is going to have some sort of scheduled thing for tomorrow at 8 a.m. And for people that are live streaming on there.
Send me the link to that. I want to put that up.
It's actually on your page. It's like a link that the DLive team sent out. It's a comment, actually. It's the most recent comment on your DLive page.
You're going to make me go look. God dang it. Okay, let's see. 7 years ago. Yeah, they have some of the old stuff, but how come a lot of these aren't shown in my videos? What? Oh, I know what they did. All the Ron Paul stuff is gone. Those sons of bitches.
Are you on YouTube right now?
Yeah.
And so they took down all the Ron Paul videos?
Yeah, the videos, they have some of the early ones, you know, back, 13 years ago, a skydiving Adana. Now they got that one. And then they go up 10 years ago, baby dancing to Tupac, you know, one of our private whatever. Then it goes 7 years ago, which is about when I went dark, and it has some of the radio stuff, but all our private, you know, the Ron Paul stuff and everything, you sons of bitches.
Woke up, those videos woke up a lot of people.
You know, but we got it, in our IPFS archive of we saved it, they can suck it. So this is, see, you know, I'm not willing to do all this effort. See, this is why they take down the feeds from Freedom's Feed. I wonder if this is just a live or customized channel. See, I don't care. I don't muster up enough to give a crap to even do anything with YouTube. Screw them. You know, I'm just so sick of this. I'm not worried about it. All right, I go to DLive, and the community up there, they got something. What do they got? They got a link to what?
Oh, they had a link saying, I guess when PewDiePie, in order to, now that he's, you know, on there, they're sort of having like these giveaways where if you're presenting while he's presenting, like they're giving away whatever their Wino token is my basic understanding.
Send it to me, email. I don't see it, and I can't figure out whatever, and I ain't got time.
Okay. Right.
So, you know, send that. So this is, we have a lot of these. I'm letting them kind of, you know, just go. I'm not pushing one over another. We'll just see what happens. And then we'll start, you know, focusing on, and then we'll kind of push for more subscriptions and ringing bells and all that kind of crap. Because I just know better. I'm take your time. Let's get it. Because it's a whole new thing. But the man wants you to still log in with your Gmail account. Here we go.
You can sign up to receive the latest about the Liberty Radio Network via our email updates at updates.lrn.fm. That's updates.lrn.fm.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Doo-doo. All right. Welcome back to Declare Your Independence. Mayor Hancock, got Tim Pachote, Liberty Advisor on there. We're getting ready. It's a new getting ready of it's new. And I'm glad that we've been able to kind of openly do this. You know, a lot of people, they enjoy the streaming because that is where they get to hear, you know, the show in the breaks, you know, what we're actually talking about, you know, and people were friends and planning and kind of, and then we'll come back and it's not like a secret, but that's why Donna, every time she puts a guest on, she goes, look, I just want you to know, and you guys are talking in the break, man, it's, you know, it's going out. A lot of times they'll forget and they'll just start saying, whoa, you need to stop. I got it too late, man. Live radio, that life sucks. So what we can do is now we have a foundation and we at least understand what's going on in different platforms that are more decentralized, and some of them that we have total control of are just ours. And even if we're on the World Wide Web or on a server farms, we're out of the country, you got backups, and we do and kind of feed to an IPFS and bite me. It's not so much that it's any one platform over another. It's the concept of how it's changing. Now, tomorrow, tell the audience about the PewDiePie thing.
Yeah, I'm not an expert on this. I was just checking out your live stream to see what was going on there, making sure it was working. And apparently what it says is, this is from the DLive team, that I guess he was supposed to be tweeting out, or not tweeting out, but live streaming now. But it says, due to unforeseen circumstances, PewDiePie's stream has been rescheduled to Friday, tomorrow, 8 a.m. Pacific time.
Yeah, or foreseeing the man circumstances.
Yeah, that's saying, however, this other guy, Tidy, will be donating 100 Ninja Hanis to some lucky streamers during the community. So I think what's going on is that when PewDiePie is streaming, if you're either watching him or you're a creator yourself, pumping out content, that they're going to give, having these different giveaways. Because I think they have like a 50,000 token giveaway when he was doing his first deal. So it's just trying to encourage people to go onto the platform.
Okay, now what did they do to PewDiePie? I know they've been wanting to, they're screwing them with them on YouTube. Did they cut his revenue? Did they cut it? Did they do something, or just a preemptive before they do while they've been bitching about it?
I mean, I think, you know, YouTube is going, obviously they're they, them, those, and they're trying to say that he's, you know, this alt-right, you know, Nazi, when, you know, he's just this guy playing video games. So it's talk about, you know,
he's not under control. That's what the problem is. He's got a lot of subscribers. That's what
he's got, a lot
about
of him. He's got, you know, more influence than almost anybody out there, and he's not underneath anyone's control, and he can't be bought. So the best way to, you know, stymie him is, they thought, was to kick him off. But now, as they go to these other systems, maybe IPFS in the future, they're going to wish that they didn't do all this sort of stuff. So that's why I am optimistic about the future of what's going on. But I don't know his exact situation. I'm not a gamer, so I don't follow him. And actually, the first time I ever discovered who PewDiePie was actually
them bitching about him.
It was actually, I think it was from South Park. And actually, same thing with Game of Thrones. I found out what Game of Thrones was from South Park as well.
Okay, here it goes. How many subscribers does PewDiePie have in 2020? Okay, 2020 they're talking about, whatever. I put in how many subscribers does he have.
It's like 93 million.
It's over 90 million. It shows you, that's like, wow. Wow, that's a force. And this is, I tell you, you want to know what's going to happen and why. Watch the movie, the documentary, The U.S. versus John Lennon. If you watch that, you'll get it. The Nixon administration and the war machine, hell no, he's got an opinion of war is over if you want it kind of thing, and they didn't like it none too much. They're like, no, hell no. We're so freaking not allowed to be influential in people towards peace, you know, or something. So PewDiePie, just the fact that he's not under the control, because what happens is he would popularize a logo or Pepe the Frog or some crap like that, or the crab dance or something. It was something that just went viral and a meme, and he did it and we couldn't control it because he seeded it to tens of millions of people, and then it went boom.
Like he's a Nazi because look at his haircut, or I mean all sorts of crap that's going on. And one, speaking of another Lennon, I believe Vladimir Lenin, who said something along the lines of, you know, give us our kids for 4 years and they're ours. And so here we have, you know, the kids being, you know, at the state, you know, indoctrination camps for 12 years. But with PewDiePie's audience, that's mainly, you know, kids and teenagers. So now, you know, he's getting these, you know, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 year olds to realize that, you know, a lot of this, you know, to kind of, you know, wake up from the veil. And as they attack him, it's just going to encourage him to help people wake up further and further and further. I'm not saying, you know.
Yeah, look at this live feed here. If you're looking at the live stream, you can see it's 94 million up and so on. But then he was saying, yeah, he got purged 600-something thousand subscribers here recently. And then another purge. You can feel it. You can see it happening. So it's like, and DLive. You know, so I'm DLive. Explain to people what you know about DLive. You probably know more than I do.
I don't know a ton, which might be more than you. But basically, my understanding was originally you had DLive was a part of Steam blockchain. You know, kind of associated with DTube, but not really. And then for whatever reason, they got outquit it with the Steam community because, you know, we've had problems uploading this to DTube and such. So they moved to a different blockchain, the Lino blockchain. I'm not an expert on this. I don't know the inside of baseball on it. But all I know is I can go live and it works. It hasn't dropped for me. They even now have a mobile device too. So you can actually go to DLive on your Apple or Android, I believe, and get notifications when Ernie goes on. And so, you know, is it the most decentralized freeing network around? I don't know. But, you know, compared to YouTube,
Restream gives reports, are they reporting all of these platforms, you know, or just Restream? What am I getting? What's that report say? Because it goes through Restream, and it's Facebook, YouTube, DLive, Twitch, you know, blah, 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 blah. And I'm getting a report based on what?
So the reports are, and if you have various comments, and there's a separate one you can download for the comment one on Restream, you can see, you know, how long people watch, you know, what, you know, what's the
watched most what? People. All of these other platforms combined?
Well, you can break it down by platform or break it down by overall. So you can say, hey, you know, at one point I had 12 people watching me simultaneously, and I had an average of 12, and let's say at one point I had, you know, 18. And so you can see different metrics of where they popped off, when they popped in, all sorts of stuff just to see, you know.
Metrics on, all right, I give you an example. I have people, well, let's see if I'm logged
and
in.
And you don't pump it very much either. And what also amazes me every time.
Which one do I want to pump? You know, I'm
that is streaming hasn't been pumped. And what I've been doing is I've been going on your Facebook and telling people to go to DLive or go to Twitch. And it's like actually amazing because people are actually amazed. They're like, oh my God, Ernie has James Corbett on, which, you know, I'm not going to say like, yeah, he obviously is a big time guest, but they don't realize that you've been having him on for years and years and years and years. Yeah. And they're like, wow, Ernie was able to somehow nab James Corbett this week. And I'm like, well,
Doug Casey, Patrick Byrne, Roger Beer, on and on and on and on and on. You know, it's that was never my goal. See, the subscription thing is I'm really, a lot of people, I go, well, what the hell are you doing? Content. It's history. It's chronology. That's why we separated Freeman's Phoenix into categories and everything the way we did in the newspaper, email, dispatch. It is all going away. And if we don't have it somewhere to where it doesn't go away, all these great videos that you had, and a lot of it's gone. I mean, some great commentary and cuts of during the Lovelution and the Ron Paul charts and all this, and how trending works and this kind of, and we don't think we know, we know. And they sure as shit don't want the next generation to know. I guarantee you that. So I'm going, no, hell no. This needs to be chronicled. That's why there's, you know, you're getting 50, 70 articles a day. Who the hell even reads that? It's when they're going to read it. It's when the mid-page is available, when this stuff is chronicled. They have to purge this accumulated knowledge of humanity, you know, forever, because half the planet's going to be coming online. That's not online now. The truth button. What do you think is going to happen? You know, I know, I lived it, the impact of the internet and access to this kind of information in the early 90s and what it jump-started freedom. And they're always good, them damn libertarians, they just dominate. The alternative, it's not true, it's on the internet. Oh, it's got, until they control everything. And why'd they want to control if it didn't matter? Because it mattered. So this is why, so only now, that Tim's helped us a lot, and we have these different platforms, and we'll get this straight. One thing, I'm right here sending Derek stream window on Declare Your Independence page, please.
And this one is Hillary Clinton said, we are in an information war, and they were trying to shut down Drudge in the 90s because they want to have control of all the information and what you see, how you feel.
What did you think was going to happen to Alex? I was shocked he went as long as he did. I don't know what role he's playing. I mean, he's gone weird. Like, I mean, as much as he was weird before. I mean, it's that's not the role that I play, you know, until we get to where it just doesn't matter what they do, then I can go pirate. Watch Ernie go pirate. You want to see pirate? Watch Ernie go pirate. Here we go.
Are you about to meet the media?
Yeah, I'm going to meet them.
Shout out to John Oaken, who on Facebook said, he goes, yeah, every time Ernie says IPFS, I'm taking a shot of espresso. Now I'm high as a kite.
Right. Well, it's not well, it might even be the word decentralized, but they keep saying that. And then it's like distributed, decentralized, centralized. You know, how do you get in your mind how that really works? And distributed is it's distributed from something. You know, it's still kind of a centralized thing. It's just a mechanism by which it decentralizes. Any hub is as important or capable as another one. And when you do it that way, it's just a different way of thinking. And I want decentralization as a lifestyle, as a philosophy. When that starts to take off, this is one thing that I go to a lot of supporters. They're worried about me making money. You know, everybody's always, Ernie, how come you're not filthy, stinking rich and have a billion followers? And I'm going, you know, if that was the goal, we could have done that. We could take a lot of the resources instead of promoting other stuff and going on these trips and kind of, I could have taken that and do banner ads. I could do Facebook. You know, I could go out and do signs, and we could do flyers, and I go locally here and do kind of build, which we may do, you know, but not until we have a place to put it. If all this work, I mean, think about it. A World Alternative Media, how much has Josh and John put in work and effort to get this stuff up there, and they're kind of sort of almost blind, you can't see it anymore. And then,
I mean, just the thumbnails alone, the amount of time that takes, I mean, it's just ridiculous.
So. What do you mean?
Like the little pictures you have, like as like to click on an image. So, you know, there would be like a cover kind of photo on a video. I mean, even those take a while to make, let alone, you know, all the actual content and the videos and your.
Yeah, no, the process. How much time do you spend doing pimping your social media stuff? I mean, not just talking on social media or interviewing and all that. I mean, just the organizing. You did an hour program and now you're promoting it and doing it. How much time do you spend on your media?
Not nearly as much as I should, which is one of the reasons why I wanted to move over to World Alternative Media is because, you know, I've already been so shadow banned on Facebook, it's not even worth it. I mean, I'm probably, and I keep saying this, but I just need to pick a date where I say, hey, you know, so what I would like to do is have some sort of like advertising blitz on there to all the people that are following me to kind of give them what's, because they don't know all the stuff I've done. They just, you know, see me as some guy posting memes. So what I need to do is, you know, maybe run some contests, get a whole bunch of emails, and be like, you know, peace, you know, I want your emails to tell you when I'm over here, and maybe I get, you know, 1,000 or whatever. But one of the reasons why I wanted to go over to Wham was because I didn't want to build up my own YouTube, because I realized that if I was, you know, all the stuff I'm saying is all the stuff they don't want you to say. I mean, let's just remind you, everyone, that right now is, you know, we're, you know, Easter is coming up this weekend, and, you know, they essentially killed Jesus for effing with the money changers, you know, money.
Right.
And, you know, and he was also 33 years old like me, so I don't know how much I'm pushing the.
You just need to grow some hair, man.
Yeah, I can't grow any facial hair. But you know, look, you know, it was once he started getting power and influence and then messing with the man's money, they started coming after him. And so I didn't even know, like, all this different biblical stuff. And I was talking about, you know, everything that's going on in the monetary system. And one day someone's like, you know, it sounds like you're just ripping off the book of Revelations. I'm like, well, I've never even read the book of Revelations. And somehow I still came up with all the basically the same tenets of what was going on without even having.
Did you hear in the first hour where I quoted some Revelation? I think I might even have it up here. You know, it was.
No, that was me getting the kids ready.
Let me see. What is it? It was. Anyway, in Revelation, the main thing is
Mark of the Beast, buying and
selling. Yeah, buy and sell. You can't buy or sell without, you know, a permission slip, you know, or branding or something like that. And that is that concept. It's a religious writer, a lot of evangelists, where they use that to scare a bunch of us. You go, you know, back in the 70s, 80s, like, oh, it's the mark of, you know, oh my God, and seeing this is happening, and it's coming. And it was true. I mean, a lot of, you know, this is the mindset. You're thinking that, you know, wiser people that would write this, whether it's divinely inspired or not, the truth that holds up is they always want to collectivize power. They want to, that's why they were so against the census thing all the time. Well, they want to number their cattle. They want to know where you are. They want to, you know, be able to make you do what they want you to do.
I've got about 15 of those in the mail, by the way, and haven't responded to any of them. They're like, well, we might send somebody to your house. So, I mean, what happens?
15 of what?
Of those census things that keep coming in the mail. Like, every week they're sending me a gigantic packet of, you've got to fill out the census. And
you're why? Already- Was it a mid-decade thing or something? Or
I think it's for the 2021, but I don't know. Maybe Donna filled you guys out right away, so you haven't been getting
it. You know, well, what we did is, this is how we handle it. Because I'm just like, screw them. A lot of times I just go, you know, two humans live here, boom, send it. Of course, they want 15 gazillion other questions, you know. But that's not what's required. If you fill out your census incorrectly, it's a $500 fine, okay? And so I'm going, screw you. What's the fine if I don't fill it out? Well, I found out. It's $100. You got to pay. It's $100 for not answering the census. And I go, so when they came, each time they come, they send a supervisor, another, I'm the only one on the street that won't do it. They're just bugging the crowd. I'm a project, you know? And I go, and I just have my checkbook, and I go like this. I go, are you the one that I make the $100 out to? And they're like, what? And I go, well, if I don't do it, I got to pay $100. Who do I pay that to? You know, they go back and they tell it to the supervisor, well, I'll go and we'll send it. And they just keep coming. You know, and I'm going, are you the one? Well, when are you going to send the guy I pay the $100 to? Because I ain't doing it. You know? And they're like, I hate when he's freaking liberty. So they're going to be changing something. This is how you get an Ernie Law. So they're going to be changing something. And I go, it's the risk. If I don't do it right, you know, it's $500 fine. Hell, I'd rather just give you $100 and not have to worry about it. Peace.
What do they even ask? Yeah, do they ask you about guns or anything on there? Like, I don't even.
There
know.
Is a long form that they have. They have. This is how it's evolved. It used to be how many people are here? Two. Done.
And well, now it's online. Now they're giving me a link to then go online.
Yeah. They want you to, you know, participate in your oppression. The my father. I remember. God. So this had to be in. You know, God, 70 or mid, you know, so in the 70s, I mean, 80, I think I had moved out by then, you know, graduated 79. So it had to be earlier. I remember I was a kid and we had just moved to Arizona or something. Anyway, they wanted to know if you spanked your children. And I go, well, obviously you put down yes, right? You know, and he's like, ain't none of their damn business. You know, I did. And then that was the first time that I realized that they were asking about how I was being raised, you know, by my parents. After I'm going, Who the hell makes up these guys? Who is the government to even, I mean, this is the mindset that they put you in. So I'm going, all right, then it's guns, then it's this, then it's that, and then it's what race you are, and now it's getting to where freaking, are you kidding me? You know, this is Carla Garrick in New Hampshire is a white woman attorney from South Africa, and she, yeah, I'm African American, now what? You know, you're white. Well, that's not the question you asked, you know? So it's just, it's just so stupid. So then you just go, no, we're not going to do it. And there are so many good examples that we had. I got the video. See, I bet you that's one that they took down. You know, those sons of bitches, you know? All right, so what's the long form, some of the questions that you have?
I don't know. I didn't do it, so I don't know. So they're telling me, after like 15 of them, they're telling me I need to go online and, you know, I just always have something better to do, like talk to you guys or put out some other propaganda against the state or against the central banks before I get around to doing the census.
See, this is how you get shadow banned. This video is up here, but it's not listed on my thing. I'm just like, God, this is crap. Okay, what year was this? Okay, now this is not even on my site. This is a psychic taxi. This is Ed Vallejo. He was the head of the Ron Paul meetup. What had happened is he was at my home, and we've been bugged to crap by the census. Now, this is not this home. It's another one we live down in Central Phoenix. And it was they just bugging the crap out of us. Well, we were there. A bunch of us went to get petition signatures for some libertarian candidates. That's why we were there. And he happened to have his video camera. And we see this woman coming up and go, get your video camera. And this is what happened. It's 2 minutes. All right, we'll play it in here. All right, let me get the audio. This is how we dealt with now 4409 in 15-second video. And he opens the door, and she goes, well, I'm from the Census Bureau, and he just closes the door. And that was the end of the video. That's how we do it, you know. So, all right, here, let's do this. Now, what I'm showing, I see her at the front door through the front window, the louvers. And I'm going, oh, okay, there she is. You know, I haven't seen this in years. When was this? You know, this was back in, God, what, 10. So this is almost 10 years ago, you know, 9 years ago. I'm like, okay. All right, so here we go. Census going to come get some.
I'm going to show you some there. Come around here. Back.
Good morning.
Hi.
I'm Trish from the Census Bureau. Can I take
Are you the person I give $100 to?
That's it. No. Can I take 5 minutes?
Are you the person I give the $100 to?
For what?
Well, if I don't do it, I got to pay somebody $100. I'm just waiting for the person to come and give the $100 to me.
No,
I get a receipt?
I can't do that.
Wow, I'm sorry, I can't help you.
5 minutes.
$100. I'm ready to give somebody $100. I know there's somebody I'm supposed to give $100 to.
Look at this. I can assure you
$100
that everything.
All I want is to give $100 to.
Well, listen, just answer a few questions for me, and then you can also give me $100.
Just send your supervisor with the receipt book for me paying my $100.
So, at the very least, would you tell me if anyone was living here on April 1st?
$100.
Would you tell me it was anyone living
$100. I want to know who the guy is that gets the $100.
I don't know.
Okay, when you find out, have him come over and visit with me.
Okay. In the meantime, can I ask a couple of questions?
Absolutely not.
Sir, do you live here?
He doesn't know nothing. He's just my camera guy.
Could you tell me how many people? That's not revealing any confidential information.
No, my only purpose in this whole thing is there for me not answering that, I'm to be fined $100. I want to know who I give the $100 to.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I don't know.
The law is that, so you have all this stuff in there, and all you're supposed to be able to ask is in this box, the one that has how many?
That's what all I'm asking you.
No, then it goes to the next question.
I will leave.
I'm going to give $100 so I don't have to. Okay. I want to know who that person is. Okay.
They don't want to play. They just like, you know, this is, they have to get an answer from each home. And the problem is that they get paid.
But why wouldn't you give them the information, Ernie?
Because there always is another question, and another question, and another question.
I'm, you know, as nice as you can be, because I know how persistent these guys are, so you don't give them anything.
That was my reasoning. And I'm just, you don't give them any, because if you answered incorrectly or you didn't do it right or something, they'd come back and it's a $500 fine. So my thing was, I just wanted to see, can you or can't you, you know, pay the $100? I go, here's $100 and we're good. The reason is that when you don't, it puts you on a different list and it gets up and up and up and up and up and up and you get more money. Now, here's a scofflaw, go get him and you get some extra or something. So just her standing there, you know, they keep coming. And whoever answers the door, my daughter was, you know, visiting. I wasn't there. She goes, they came in, they bugged the crap. I go, well, did you tell them anything? Nope, I had to close the door on them. And I'm going, good. You know, because Sierra knew better. So I'm just, what's the law? $100. Okay, who do I give this $100 to? They wouldn't tell me. They go, well, and one supervisor came after her, and he goes, like, and he had somebody with him. He's like, you're not doing it right, you know, you're not scaring them enough or something. And he goes, if you don't answer, we're going to put your name on the list of you didn't answer, and you'll be the only one on this street that didn't provide us the information. And I go, woohoo, I made it. You know, I'm like, screw you, man. It's always this threat and intimidation thing. And all I wanted to know is where I send my $100.
You guys are $22 trillion in debt. You guys use some Benjamins. Where do we make the checkout to? Take Bitcoin? What do you guys?
Right. That's the next one. Do you take Bitcoin?
Yeah, good thing they didn't, because it was 2010. So, you know, it would have been like a 10,000, you know, 100,000 Bitcoin back then, probably to pay that. Yeah, I was watching that on DLive as you were, because I know with the stream that I can't see what you're doing. So I was going over to DLive and watching that. And the lady, she looked like a nice lady. She was laughing and had a good. You know, good demeanor about it.
Okay, how stuff works. I just tell you, this is where I just looked it up, and this is what it says. In the United States, census is officially a big deal because blah, blah, blah. It allocates federal money. That's what it's about. For every person that you have, you get some money. You know, we have this, and are you a lesbian black woman, you know, from a disadvantaged single mom had welfare, boom, they get a shitload more money. So this is all about, it's a money thing. So it goes blah, 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 and this is how, and you do, and you return in the census or whatever. If you refuse to give out the information, here, I'll just put it so you guys can read it here. If you refuse, right here, to give out the information or you deliberately give inaccurate information, you can be in legal trouble. According to United States Code, Title 13, Census Chapter, we rule you, subchapter of whatever, if you're over 18 and refuse to answer all or part of the census, you can be fined up to $100. If you give false answers, you're subject to a fine of $500. If you offer suggestions or information with the intent to cause inaccurate enumeration of population, you're subject to a fine of $1,000, up to a year in prison or both. Here's the official verbiage. So there's threat of, you know, money and jail time. And I go, you know what? I feel a lot safer just giving you $100. I tell you what, I'll just here's $100. And they're like, what? Well, I don't want to violate the law or be worried, and you don't need, you know, I don't care anyway, so, you know, $100. And they just, their head exploded. It just went, you know, boom. So
probably
that's...
Probably because they don't get any of that $100, and so if they, you know, if there's a $20 bounty on you, then...
Right. They're going, yeah, but I don't think there's not a thing here where I get any of that, so they don't want to play. So that was the reason for doing that at the time, because it kept getting more and more intrusive. And there was two things that, you know, kind of motivated this at the time. One is they have the short and the long form, the long census. Now, when you get the front page or they come up and they show you, there's a grayed out or blued out kind of shaded area. How many human beings live at this address? Well, then during the Obama administration, they started doing this mid-census, like a mini-census, every five-year thing. And that's where they had Acorn and all these progressive left, you know, socialists going around trying to find out where everybody's front door was. They GPSed the front door. They go, we need to go. It's right. Hellfire missile goes here. I mean, you know, that kind of crap. And then they were marking the sidewalk. They were, it was just like, you know, the hobos used to do, you know, if you're a good marker, you give them a meal, or they had some code going on. Well, the census guys, they're going, yeah, you know, it's a, they had some code of he won't answer a butthead or you get extra money or something. I mean, you know, whatever it was, they had a little code thing. I found this out too. Then they go to the long form, ask you all this really personal crap. And it's, I don't know, just to go in the database, because you gave it information on Facebook. They don't even need it anymore. They go to Facebook. They only get a database of, we're good. You know, so all of this information, this extra stuff, I just wasn't willing to play. I'm not playing. I wanted to encourage people that for $100, you didn't have to. Now, here's my $100. They didn't like it. So I haven't filled it out. I don't know. When they come around, you know, I go, oh, hi, two, boom. And I just, you know, go in. I got extra money to make here. You know, no. If you even believe in the census of the king doing you, that's why Christ, you know, was born in a manger. He was trying to get away from the king, trying to find all the sons, you know. So this is... It's a money changer database that's been going on since forever, and read the Bible and you'll see it's same. Same reasons.
I'm reading the NPR right now, reading all the questions from the 2020 census. So even if you're saying you are, you know, white, then it asks, you know, examples. Are you Irish, German, Italian, Dutch? Like, and then if you're, you know,
Who cares, and how does it matter in America? I thought that was not supposed to matter. That was the point.
Yeah, I'm just scrolling through some of these, and you know, it's asking, like, what's your work address? I mean, all sorts of crap on here.
Because they got, and I guarantee that every, all right, that list, just read them off real fast, and I'll guarantee there's a category on Facebook for every one of them.
It's this whole big thing. I've already skipped through a bajillion pages. It's pretty long.
It's really long. It was, I remember one time it was like 70, 90 questions or something, some ridiculous amount. It was a psyop. You know, they had this thing. It was called Century of the Self. Century of the Self, a BBC thing. It's a four-part series. Edward Bernays. I really encourage you to watch it. In the
does Kanye West. Kanye West tweeted out about that as well, and that's right when they went after him. Endorsed by Ernest Hancock and Kanye West. How many times can you say that?
Right. That was the way I go. Yep, Ernest Hancock and Kanye West endorse this movie. And it was a four-hour series. There's another one called The Power of Nightmares I encourage you to watch, too, how all this, you know, Muslim crap, you know, and anyway. So the Century of the Self is all the psyop that they've been using on us since forever, and the public relations saying Bernays and how they get you to want and do and scream for I need more tyranny or whatever. And in the last one, it kind of ended in the Margaret Thatcher Reagan era. And what they were predicting is they're going, this is going to go heavy conservative, just like you and Frank going on, Trump's going to be the guy. Well, when they were saying Thatcher and Reagan was going to be the guy, they were like, hell no, he's not, and not on our watch, and not in deep state of the media of not. Well, these guys had done a questionnaire that they sent out. It was, God, hundreds of questions. I mean, it was a big survey that they sent out to the people in the United Kingdom. And they had a return rate of something ridiculous, like 70, 80%. It was just people never been asked these questions before. They thought it was interesting that somebody even cared. They thought it was good questions and they had good options for it. So they just filled it out and sent it in. You know, and this was like a private thing. Well, they took all this data and they go, everybody's going conservative. You know, this the mindset is totally different now. You know, and you guys don't see it. And we see it. We got the data right here. You watch the fourth episode of that. I encourage you to watch the whole thing. But it was just, you know, here we go. It's a psychological thing. And Facebook provides that in real time for everybody. What they realized in the late 70s, early 80s, they're going, wow, the general public opinion of the masses is what drives everything. And if you don't know what that is, you're going to be subject to it regardless. Well, that's why now they, them, those with AI and so on, they think they got a beat on you. That one's on Facebook, man. We got it. It's all good. We got, do they? And how superficial are these decisions? You know, how deep does it run? How much are you, how stupid, dumbed down are you? Well, that's why I don't want to take my audience and my database and serve you up to this propaganda, this crap. I'm not going to, you know, you guys want to do the Facebook things? That's not where we are. You know, the DLive stuff? Okay, yeah, we probably, so we'll see. You know, Tim and Doug Casey and Bowman and I, we'll kind of decide where we're going to start building. Because like Wham, what World Alternative Media did, they were totally all in YouTube. I don't even know, did they even have a webpage?
No, and part of what my pitch to people on there now is like, hey, if you guys want to come, you know, one way to support support Wham is to, you know, become a client of mine. And as we start building here, you know, Josh, I mean, the amount of money that he is operating this off of and the reach he has and the minutes watched and the eyeballs and attention is ridiculous. I mean, it would cost like studios, you know, a S-load of money to get the amount of watches and attentions this guy's got. And he's doing off a shoestring budget right now, but you know, he needs to get, you know, same with you. I mean, they had video editors, had some marketers, had, you know, people, you know, doing different tasks, whereas right now it's, you know, Josh creating thumbnails and Josh doing everything except for, you know, the videos that I post. But one proof of concept is that I just sort of took the, I guess, liberty to start. John and I did a live show the other day that Donna just posted up on Freedom's Phoenix, where I was like, hey, you know what, guys, I'm going to go live to DLive and Twitch and Facebook and all these other places just to show that it can be done, to then encourage people to then, you know, sort of get off this control grid. But, you know, ultimately, you know, they need to have a website. They need to stop driving everyone, have all their traffic drive there. But Josh is a wizard in terms of knowing he's still getting a lot of new subscribers. I think he got like 5,000, 6,000. No, I know exactly. So they had about 5,000-6,000 new subscribers last month. But then, then month over month, like minutes, views, watched is down like 20%. And that's coming from it being down 20% the month before and down 20% the month before that and down 20% probably the month before
and the
that.
Revenue, you know, that you get from the sharing of the YouTube. And I bet that, you know, he was telling me it's gone 90%. Down. I
mean, yeah, people are complaining like, oh, you've got too many ads, or there's too many of this, or, you know, I got one video, and, you know,
stop. I'm just, God, you know, slap them around. Stop. Start building somewhere else on something that is never going to go away. And that's one thing about DLive and DTube and Steemit and some of these other mines and library. You know, a lot of them, some of them I can't get my Catapult channel on there. So I'm only interested in ones I can put my Catapult channel on. If I can't have my Catapult channel, little baby furry kittens getting catapulted into cactuses. If I can't do that and they can't take it down, I'm not interested. It's not that I do that. That's not the point.
No, he's on board now. I mean, Josh is on board now. He's even told me privately he wants to talk to you about the IPFS stuff and what he can do. And I know Kingsley Edwards is coming out with a new platform very soon called Float. So you might want to have Kingsley on again to talk about that.
Yeah, we'd talk. Donna, Edward Kingsley, you know, scheduled.
Kingsley Edwards.
I mean, Kingsley Edwards.
Yeah, so he's coming out with the platform. So I was talking with him briefly at Crypto Invest Summit and telling him, like, hey, man, make sure you've got an RTMP feed. That way we can go there into these other places as well. Because he's friends with all these guys. Dan Dix.
When Jordan Peterson went over the library and PewDiePie's going over to DLive, this is just the beginning of the trickle that you see out of the dam. And, you know, the man better get a bunch of little, you know, Danish boys with their finger in the dike, because it's going to flood over. There is nothing that can stop this. It is so neon flash and obvious what's coming. The problem is that I wanted to advocate for a totally free, totally, we can do it now, totally, just to demonstrate it can be done, and we get all the Corbett on there, and then we start, you know, adding all the other guys, and they're going, well, it doesn't have the reading, and you kind of the subscribe, don't care, don't freaking care, don't care. That's not the point. The point is can you or can you not have this important data that we can share later? What this is the explanation of, that we got a total in the next generation that are the 13-year-olds now, in 5 years they're 18, another 5 years they're 23, out of college and got white picket fence, and 10 years from now, and it's 2028, 25, 20, whatever the hell, and I got grandkids, and they even have access to this information to share. And if they don't, we got a whole generation that we got to rediscover all this stuff. We got to redo it. We got to re-platform. I ain't doing it anymore. Screw you guys. I have seen this happen from the beginning when we were activists with our first email accounts, and we found out that they were introducing the same liberty starving freaking chokehold on your throat legislation in every community around the United States. In every town hall, in every county, every state, it was the same legislation on various different things. And a lot of it was control. And that's where the Second Amendment stuff came in. Wherever they were really pushing on the Second Amendment controls, they had a whole bunch of other stuff they wanted to do too. And I'm going, yeah, this is, I'm not helping. I'm not freaking, you know, oh, anybody come after me? Yeah. Yeah, but you got to go where the people are. And I heard that from Josh a lot, too. Well, you got to go where the people are. I go, yeah, let me know how that works out. Well, now they're starting to realize that, yeah, maybe Ernie wasn't so crazy. So now we're going, all right, where? Is it DLive? Is it a live stream? Yeah, that's working pretty good. You know, they're focusing on that. All right, we'll make a big deal out of that.
It'll breed competition, so maybe it's not DLive, but then DLive.
Don't care.
That's better.
It's the criteria. It's the mechanism. It's the immutability of our data. That's what made Bitcoin, you know, so different. No matter how much they jack it up, at least it freaking works. You know, they can't send, they can't stop it, and it goes there, and somebody's got it. I don't know how much they're tracking of it, but
you
know,
can't rewrite the history, and you can't rewrite the history if it is rewritten, and you know where it's been rewritten and how it's been changed. And so this time, you know, this is the first time that we actually have recorded history that can't be re-recorded or just written by the winners, or it's just written by whatever CNBC or, you know, MSNBC or CNN or any of the other fake.
You see it happen. This is what happened. A Century of Enslavement or something that is the Federal Reserve one that Corbett does. It goes on, they go, and they were saying, CNN and these guys, they're bitching about it. They go, if you have, you go on Federal Reserve on YouTube, it would always come up, Century of Enslavement, you want to know what the hell's going on, here it is by James Corbett. Then they go, oh, hell no, we can't have that anymore. So now it's not even available. And if you do find it, it's age restricted. You got to be 18 and logged in to be a, what? And these are a service of what? What am I? All right, I'm going to do it right here.
It might make the teenagers even more inclined to go try to watch it. Like, oh, hey, they're trying to prevent me from watching this video. But that's if they find it to begin with. And
I got DVDs, man.
James had a big impact on me. I mean, I haven't listened to a ton of his stuff. Every time I do, I love it. But, you know, he did an interview with probably Alex Jones in like 2011 and about the TSA and all this stuff going on around that. And because of James Corbett, I've been opting out of the body scanners ever since his lawsuit. And that was just from like an interview he did with Alex Jones, not even following him.
I've opted out from the beginning. I'm going to make you do it. Yeah, I'll make you do it. Okay, I'm looking at here. I did Federal Reserve, how the Federal Reserve works by what? CNN Business. That's the top. Now, it used to be the Federal Reserve. When you put in the Federal Reserve, it was this, Century of Enslavement. It was top, you know, the top two here, part one, Century of History of the Federal Reserve. Boom, they're up there. And that's what they were bitching about. When people put in Federal Reserve, it was James Corbett's was the top. Now it's not even on there. Now, hell no. It's all, you know, CNN, CNBC, Khan Academy, and you know that's going to be the Federal Reserve balance sheet. I want to see what Khan says about that. Okay, yeah, let's go take a look at
that. I think you'll find this video exciting because
Maybe not. So we'll go ahead and I'll go take a look at that and see what they got to say. But that this is how they're striking all human knowledge that's available. It's not even by what you think's important. It's not even by your filters that, you know, it would pop up that you're a subscriber to Corbett or something.
It's the force feed that I was talking about during that one break. It's the force feed. They're force feeding the crap that they want you to think and not guys like James Corbett out there.
Century of Enslavement, you'll get it in a lot of stuff. Federal Reserve, not so much. So this is how they're doing it, right, not later. And it's just been tuned in. And I tell you, when they really got amped up on this thing, it was freaking after the 2016 election cycle. They were like, what the hell just happened? So we got to flip all the switches.
I remember telling you, I was so optimistic when I came on because I was the first time I met you, or not first time I met you, but when I was at your house for the party, I had 1,776 subscribers. And then, you know, you're like, wow, you got all that within like a few weeks. And then by the time I was on your show, like a week or two later, I was up to like 10, 15, 20,000. And a month later, I was at like 25, 30,000. And I'm like, this is so easy to game this system. And I want to show you.
Yeah, it's so easy for them to lay out your network.
And I was like, if we just had like, you know, 1,000 other people able to do like what I'm doing over here, like it would be done. And this is, you know, I've got so much hope. And then it's like, boom, we're going to make sure that never happens again.
Okay. Well, what happened is you were getting like, God, you know, 1,200 new subscribers a day or something. And it went to what?
Zero.
Boom. You know, and I'm going to be doing this.
I'm pissing off all like the people that love the police who have followed Trump, and all the, you know, the Trump tards and Q people are, you know, leaving. So actually the water going out of the ship is actually, I'm not bringing on more water. Yeah. So I've got more people leaving than even coming, which is, you know, it's good. I can call the herd. I don't need a bunch of,
that's what we've done with Freedom's Phoenix. Right. You can imagine during the Levolution, everybody in her grandma and dot mill address of everybody's on. We want to see what's up, you know, and I'm going, you know, so after the election goes, you got all the trolls, you got all the, you know, the agents and the campaigns of somebody, something. I mean, woohoo, we're up. And I see them use this. This is why I don't worry about subscriptions. The reason is this: when you are rewarded, you know, that I could tell what was happening. I could put on Freeze Phoenix and my traffic would skyrocket if I did the clickbait thing. If I did, sometimes I'll put up there, you know, okay, this dog was 135 miles out in the ocean and went to an oil derrick and saved him. I'm going, okay, that's kind of cool. I'll put that on there. What's some other stupid stuff? There was a bunch of Model 3 owners had like a 24 cars in a parking lot, and they all hit summon at the same time. And all the cars are like, you know, and brain lock, you know, trying to get to their people. So it was just, you know, it's kind of, I mean, I'm not for not putting stuff up that I find interesting that would have, you know, make you think. But I'm not there just for Britney Spears' belly button ring, you know, her new whatever.
Yeah, I think one of the articles that I posted that had the most traction was, you know, Obama walks around campaign plane with a boner or something. It's like,
boom, boom. And they reward that stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm going, who does? Is it by attention, the algorithm? No, it's force fed. If you do certain things, you are rewarded. You get rewarded in hits. You get rewarded in subscribers. You get rewarded in revenue. You get rewarded. So a lot of people have been doing that. They'll go, ooh, if I talk about this, ooh, like Karen. Terralupo, man, he was on this Mandela effect thing for a while because, man, $60,000, he was big, woohoo, guess what I'm talking about now. So they push you in that direction, and I see it, so I don't pay attention to it. I don't even look at it.
Alex Jones has been pushed. That's why the Alex Jones show is completely different now than it was, you know, 3 years ago, than what it was 4 or 5 years ago.
He's chasing clicks.
He realized, okay, well, this is, you know, where my bread gets buttered if I, you know, talk about how much I love the police. And actually, I did listen to a show where he was literally saying, he goes, and I, you know, during a former lifetime, I was really anti-police because I saw all the stuff they did. But then I realized I was under this former psychosis, and really, you know, the police are great and the military is great and all these oppressors are great. And I'm like, this is so crazy. And actually, I'm looking at the census again, not to bounce around again, but they actually ask you for your income on the census, and you got to put wages, salaries, commissions, bonuses, tips.
Has absolutely nothing to do with the census.
Even self-employment income. Like, I don't know what my self-employment, I mean, that's why I filed the extension. I'll do it in, the latest time they'll let me do it, but I don't know that exact number, especially from last year. I don't know when I wasn't even working for most of the year, but yeah, they asked for all sorts of stuff, like veterans payments, unemployment compensation, child support, alimony. What was this total person's income during the past?
Since 12- Robert Mueller has disappointed the Democrats.
Okay, I got this. It is
Mark Dice.
Yeah, Mark Dice, and I'm just kind of like going, all right. It was funny. You got Shift for Brains, you know, so I just thought that was a funny title. You know, Shift for Brains, but I wanted to go and see what his subscriber base is because he's extremely popular. And I'm just.
The Democrats and Mueller time has turned into liberal tyranny.
Yeah, whatever. Don't care.
And he's changed too. I mean, he used to be the guy coming on with like Fritz Springmeier and Alex Jones, where him and Alex Jones were like going at it big time, where they were guys always talking crap at each other to hate each other, and then they made up somehow. And so he used to be talking about the Illuminati and all the reserve type stuff, and then he shifted and saw, okay, well, if I start talking about Donald Trump and
about 12 years ago Al Gore had been
I'm sorry, I'm clicking around trying to find his subscribers. Let's see, he gets hundreds of thousands of views, and he's got 1.4 million, I think, something like that. But of course, that doesn't matter. Yeah, subscribe, 1.4 million, you know, it doesn't matter because, you know, they control everything. You know, they control how many people on your subscriber you get to communicate with. When Facebook first started, Facebook, they go, man, Facebook is the shit, man. You put on there and boom, you got all these subscribers and so on. And I'm going, yeah. Do you have their emails? Oh, you don't? Well, they're not your friends. They're Zuckerberg's and you're helping them. Why are you doing that? You need to use it to get something. You know, So I'm looking for a mechanism by which we can interact with people and have different offerings and so on. And we're just now, after me doing radio since 03, what is that, 16 years? You know, 05, you know, like 14, 15 years of Freedom's Phoenix. And we got that database is worth something. Everybody go, ooh, we want some of that. Because that is from what? The Lovolution, a bunch of libertarians, anarchists, voluntarists, guests we had on the show. I mean, on and on, magazine subscribers that we've done, you know, all this stuff. That's the database. You think the man has it? Probably. You know, I'm not helping you. You know, we do what we can, but I mean, I'm not under any illusion that we're going to be able to stop them. They want it that bad. And what are they going to find out? I don't know. Bunch of freedom, kiss my butt, guys. So now that we have the platforms to do this, what do you feel comfortable with on putting your subscribers in database and sharing and your videos and so on? How are you making sure that you're forever and always and not wasting your time, Tim?
Well, I guess all the shows that I've done with you, at least those will be archived.
That's the only ones. You got somewhere else?
Well, I mean, I've got all my stuff kind of saved offline in a few different places. And, yeah, sort of whenever I get on the list of the, you know, after Corbett and everybody else who got, so I'll be on your list at some point. And then I'd like to encourage Josh to do that as well. But, you know, so he's making a big trip over to Atlantis coming up really soon. So hopefully he can get you. I'll try to see if I can get him on.
Yeah. That'd be fun. I'm really interested in that. That Bright Insight is a guy, which is another, you know, a lot of these popular things, a lot of times they have gazillions of followers and they're just doing some ancient technology or they're coming across, you know, they do it on mummies or they do it on, you know, how to turn pop bottles into, you know, dishes or, I mean, whatever the hell. And it's really popular right up until it starts to challenge the status quo. When you start getting in, all of a sudden they're going, yeah, we found out what the pyramid really was. It's an electrical flow power pump of water kind of done by the ancient technology of somebody. Next, you're not allowed and you're deleted and so on because the Antiquities group of the Egyptian government in cooperation with the Vatican decided this is stuff you shouldn't know and it's on the list. I mean, you know, it's whenever it matters, it's gone. Stop supporting the beast that's devouring you. And I keep hearing it over and over, but that's where the people are. And I have been very fortunate that we have supporters, that we have people that financially keep this thing going, that they understood what I was saying. They're older, you know, more mature, you know, people that get it, and they just go, yep, no, we understand. You just keep doing what you're doing, because what did they know was going to happen? Sooner or later, eventually, we were going to discover, use, and inspire people to be able to have things like decentralized storage, because that's what it's going to take, and that's what they then those are so freaking worried about. Do I make a big giant woohoo with the gazillion followed kind of, and they kill it before it even starts? No, just large enough to demonstrate that it can be done. We got the quality people in the minds that do it, and then we're done. Now what? Now freaking what? What are you going to do now, Mr. Man? Take me out? What good's it going to do you? I don't have that big of whatever that you're going to need to worry about it anyway. It's all these other people that we inspired and brought them over in PewDiePie on DLive. That's what we're talking about, that kind of stuff. And this is, I have no doubt. So, I want you to give some your news before you go and, you know, pimp your stuff that you're doing. We didn't mean to get off on this. But will you work with Doug Casey and these guys on my behalf and we'll kind of work on something and be geeky for me?
I think you asked me to work with Doug Casey on anything. The answer to that's probably, how do you want me to jump? I already knew the answer to that one.
I know.
And some of the stuff we got going on. I've got some videos that we just posted from Wham that I mentioned. So if you guys want to give some love over there, as always, you know, we got the financial planner stuff. So if you guys, and we did have a listener who reached out to actually his parents, like, hey, you know, my dad, and, you know, he needs some help. So I'd like to thank that gentleman for sending over his parents. So maybe it's not you that needs help. Maybe, you know, maybe you don't have the resources, or maybe you're not in the 401k system, but you know someone that you care about who is. You know, I appreciate, you know, the highest basically compliment I can get is a referral. So I do appreciate that. Again, we got the World Alternative Media page. On Freedom's Phoenix, I think Donna just posted like 3 or 4 things that we just had going up on there that were recent from actually this week. And it's funny, I see one of the comments on here. I'm just looking at the Wham video that I just posted, and one guy just wrote, I just came seeing this guy as in me as now a regular contributor. Awesome! Exclamation point. And then it's funny, I get some people, one guy is saying, you know, too much nonsense talking, bro. We're here for information. Another guy's like, yeah, who wants a presenter that even talks? You know, then another problem is, I think when I was doing like some of the first interviews, since I was so used to, you know, being on your show, you know, I was doing like the kind of the big monologues to start off with, and people, you know, I definitely got torn up in the comments of, hey, you need to let your guests talk. So now I know what it feels like to be Ernest Hancock, of having people tell me that I talk too much, I need the guest talk, and I don't even know how to interview, and seeing all the comments. So now that you're in now that I'm in like the bigger leagues over here, you know, I get to see what the
well, you know what everybody says about me in the comment section.
Is that Alex Jones? No, sorry.
I don't know, because I don't look. You know, I do get that. You know, let them talk. You keep it. See, my thing is that a lot of people don't understand what I'm doing and why. What is my big advocacy? Uncover the secrets, exposing the lies, and the promotion of, you know, the rise of freedom from Lady Liberty's torch. That's what that logo is. See, that's Lady Liberty's torch right there. Well, when the fire goes out and the ashes kind of swirling around, boom, the phoenix comes out from that. Freedom's phoenix. It's going to be a rebirth. So when I interview people and so on, is how does it relate to that? What's the future? How does it, you know, give you, you know, the purpose of decentralization? I want somebody to just tell me where to put my money, what phone call to do, and what account and click and kind of, and it's done. I don't have to think or have an opinion, and I'm good. And I'm going, stop listening. This is not what this show is about. What we're doing is we're saying, look, you look at the web page, and it's just, what does this have to do with, you know, any one thing? What are we looking at here? You know, it's tech. It's on, you know, different issues. It's, you know, economics. It's philosophy. It's a wide radar screen.
Perspective.
A perspective. Freedom's a perspective, so that you understand what's really going on. Why the hell would I have this, that? You know, some of it's just because I like, you know, Charlize Theron. But, I mean, you know, it's, you know, I got a complaint. They go, who the hell cares what Charlize is doing in some movie? I go, I do. So I get to put it up, because get over it. You know, but there's not like there's not enough stuff here. So what part does the Mueller report really play in? Yeah, I don't care. You know,
I'll find out in 3 weeks.
Yeah, 3 weeks. You know, it said, so it's, good example. A friend of mine came over, Keith McAnarchist. He goes, I got a bunch of stuff for you, Ernie. Every time he comes down, he won't use internet or so on, but he gets on his VPN. He's got the special download of whatever movie and so on. He said it took him a few hours to find, but he got the Christchurch video. And it's an MP4, and I put it over. I got it down a drive over there, and it's sitting on that computer for me to watch for like since the weekend. You know, I just don't care. It wasn't the fact that they, you know, censored it or scrubbed, you know, I mean, or that it happened, which is, you know, a tragedy and terrible and kind of, you know, and you really want to find out, you know, 3 weeks, is that that they censored it. You're not allowed to talk about it. It's just like when Las Vegas happened. It's like the shooting, we definitely know we weren't being told the truth on that one. Well, when will the truth come out on that? And if you know anything, you scratch the surface on that, damn, there's some weird stuff going on. Same thing with the Christchurch thing. They don't want you to even have video. They were successful. People with video on their phones in real live time. It's amazing how much this Las Vegas thing got scrubbed, and it did the same thing with Christchurch.
And they did the same thing with the Notre Dame fire going on. They flagged it as conspiracy videos in like the same category as 9/11, and wouldn't allow live streams of people who are at Notre Dame or commenting about Notre Dame, even because the algorithm automatically flagged it as being conspiracy right out of the gates.
Yeah, because there are a bunch of attacks on local churches and arson, flames, and the immigrants of whatever. And you're not allowed. Why? Who's making these decisions?
Well, it got the attention off the Catholic Church raping all the little boys. I mean, certainly.
Right.
You know, that.
You know, that's another thing. A lot of the ancient technologies and so on, I'm going, yeah, they got miles and miles and miles of corridors and shelves of whatever in the Vatican, under the control of the Vatican. And then you have, like the Mormon Church does the same thing. They got, you know, salt caves of full of whatever the hell, a lot of it's records. But the, we're not being told everything. Why? Because it makes us less controllable. The more information we have, the more decentralization of this stuff, the more that, yeah, they're just out there being free and stuff and not getting with the program of the cookie cut of we tell you. So I'm going, that's what the problem is. It's dissemination of just simple information. And the how-tos, there's a lot of great stuff on YouTube on how to fix. I got a washing machine that clogged. I got to buy another one? Can I get this guy? Yeah, YouTube. Okay? So how much does that save us in productivity and so on? So this Christchurch thing, I know what it's got. I didn't even looked at it. I it's over there. They booted it up. Okay, there it is. I get it. You know, I'll watch it when I care. I haven't mustered up enough give a crap in almost a week to even go look at it because I don't care. You know, but the fact that they would make it to where it can't be accessed, I care. You know, why? What are they hiding? What is the thing? They want to protect me and my sensibilities? Is that what government does? They love me that much? Bullshit. You know, that's not why. So this is everything that we do in the chronology. I'll show the audience this. This is one of the things that's most useful. When you scroll down, you'll see it says An Archives right there. I can go Contents by Subject. I'll open that page. Then I go An Archives and the newsletter. Now, every day we send out two a day. It's usually two. There's one in the morning, one in the afternoon. So over 7 days, we probably have 10, about 12. It's 11, 12 dispatch. Sometimes we just do one a day on the weekends, on Saturday and Sunday. But there's so much stuff, and we spend a lot of money on these. I have staff that get paid per to put up. So I don't limit myself. I can save money by not having as many stories. But I do this because, yep, we need to know that and that and that and that and that, because it's a chronology. So when you click on this, you go back. You can RSS feed it. You can put it into your own page. You can have your own widget of blah, 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 blah. So here we go. You know, it's just, you know, show stuff and whatever. Now, contents by page, let's say I want to go to energy. I go energy. I go to E in the contents. It pulls it up, and I go, all right, man, I'm going to be, you know, got all kinds of different categories, energy, there it is. And I click on energy. Everything that we've put up, now what is it? We got like, I don't know, is it 50 a page, 100, 151 pages of this stuff, you know, on thorium, on floating solar panels out in lakes and so on. They got a device that can generate electricity from snowfall. I'm like, what? I didn't even go look. I don't care. We have, you know, electric cars and trucks and new batteries and, you know, the advances in nuclear fusion now and where the power is going, new battery chemistries and on and on and on and on and on. This is a snapshot, and a lot of this stuff just goes away. You don't see it anymore. And when we were doing our battery nanotube creation thing out here, the biggest problem I came up against was buying freaking flask and test tubes and beakers. You're not allowed. You got to have a business address and an industrial park of whatever, because the DEA.
Like, it looks like Breaking Bad or something.
Yeah, but that's what exactly you're worried about, because they go, look, every time we sell this to a home or something, it winds up in some meth lab or something, and the man comes in, wants to see all our invoices, and we can't do compliance, so you just don't get it.
Winds up with some guy that won't complete a census after 20 people go to his door, and that's exactly who it's going to. And speaking of like the crap that the average American, stuff that you won't find on Freedom Phoenix, I just was scrolling through Facebook, and there's an actual BBC.com article that the title of it is "Megan Closes a Car Door," and it's like a, you know, maybe a 50-word article. It says, you know, she stepped out of her car, you know, having had it open for her, and she then shut it behind her. Like, proving how down to earth and humble she really is.
You know, the Queen had something to say. I saw this one. I don't know if I posted it or not, but it got my attention. You know, Queen Elizabeth goes, you know, Prince isn't going to be raised a vegetarian. That ain't happening. Now, why would they say that? They know something we don't. I mean, I don't know. You know, so this is. You know, here, you know, just added, you know, their staff is putting it up now.
I do have to get running, though. I got a new two prospect appointments coming up that I got to do a little bit of prep for. But it has been awesome being on the show. Thank you, everyone, for putting up with me again for another week. And,
Yeah, I'm looking forward to you helping. I'll let you go, but let's do it. It's time, and I haven't done this before. And I know a lot of the guys. They go, hey, you know, Doug Casey wants to do something with me. How come you're not? He's asked you before, and you didn't. I go, because they wanted the database, you know, and it wasn't time. And so, where are you going to promote it? And how? I go, now it's time. Now we can do it. Now we can keep it private. Now we can, you know, do security. Now Derek can help and kind of, we can promote and build and it not be taken away and it's on a foundation of sand. And Tim has been enormously beneficial to us in helping us be able to set it up and do and kind of, and I bought the hardware and kind of we help promote. We're all helping each other. But it's the right mindset. It's the right time. So now you're going to start, I think you're going to see, you know, we're going to start be working with Doug on this stuff, which is what? Am I all of a sudden got another feather on the scale of all of a sudden the straw that broke the camel's back of a Hellfire missile? Is that what they're going? Damn, I hate when. So what happens when Freedom's Phoenix starts hooking up with things like Doug and Tim and on the different, and we're teaching people and we're out of here and we're done and gone and bought an island somewhere? I mean, what happens then? I've been able to get to this point to be able to do it. We're going to find out. Pace. TheLibertyAdvisor.com, Tim Pachote.